I've written a book called The Templars, The Knights Who Made Britain, which looks at how the Templars developed and enacted a strategy both in the Holy Land and in Britain, and in a very superbly complex but simple, simultaneously simple way, managed to pull those two things together. I think the key thing that you need to bear in mind when you're reading the book is that this is an organization that isn't what we think it is. You know, if you look at it in Britain, you assume there's a nationalist stance, and in fact, it's an international organization. You think of them as being quite narrowly focused, though in reality, they had a strategy that encompassed, you know, two continents and 200 years. I mean, quite remarkably robust in that way. And I think we need to remember that these were complex people who were seriously clever in many ways. It's quite easy to be patronizing about the past and to look at people who don't have email and assume that they're idiots. But actually, I'm incredibly impressed when you look at these people, just how much they can do with so little. So I'd always try and approach it with an open mind about what they're capable of and about the breadth of their thought. And that's a book that's ostensibly about Britain. Actually, you can learn an awful lot about the Middle East and vice versa.